One thing I've learned after all these years, you're gonna save yourself a whole lot of tears. Don't try to figure out who was wrong and who was right. Got to move along, baby. Go with the flow. Roll with the punches. Yeah, that's one thing I know.
No, yeah, you gotta roll with the punches. Hi, everybody. Your old friend Mike Houlihan. We are back with Hibernian Radio here at Big Corner Tavern. We're so glad to be back here in our new home. We're brought to you by Madden Funds, Local 150, Sheehy Funeral Home, where other eight people go, Fox's Pizza, Flood Brothers, Big Corner Tavern, and Guinness is good for you. What a week it's been, and it ain't over yet, with St. Patrick's Day right around the corner. And we have a very, very special show for you all tonight. An old friend of ours, this is his 11th time on the show. And as you know or don't know, this show is dedicated to our Irish first responders, our Irish cops, firefighters, paramedics, and nurses who remind us every day that they are the modern-day equivalent of our mythological ancient Irish warriors. So I want to tell you a little story to start out the show. This is from my book, which we will be raffling off after the show. It's the greatest book ever written. It's funnier than the Bible. If you keep it in the bathroom, you'll read it every day. Okay, now this is the last chapter, and this is about a guy named Alamo Duke Lynch. He's sitting right there. In retrospect, it's easy to see the hand of God working in our lives. James Duke Lynch grew up in St. Philip Neri Parish. He earned the nickname Duke because of his idolization of the late film star John Wayne. In 1960, his cop dad, Frank Lynch, took him to see the John Wayne film The Alamo for his 10th birthday. The kid was enraptured by the film and the steady machismo of its star. He was so moved by the 3.5-hour film that he ditched school for the next 61 days to sneak down to the Jeffrey Theater to watch matinees. Sister Rosina was not happy, and Duke had to repeat fifth grade. It was about this time that he also earned the nickname Alamo. In high school, the sands of Iwo Jima inspired Duke to follow in the steps of Sergeant Stryker when I signed up for the Marine Corps in 1968. Next stop, Vietnam. I got wounded. The point man tripped a booby trap. Him and the guy behind him got killed. I was the radio man. My squad leader, Eddie Avery, God bless him, pushed me into a rice paddy. I lost my knee and part of my hearing. He was hustled into a medevac chopper, which then took on enemy fire and tilted sideways, dumping Duke back into the jungle, breaking his other leg. After recuperating in Hawaii, they sent him back to Nam for another 13 months. At the end of his tour, I was getting out of the Marine Corps at El Toro in California. We were in the enlisted men's club. The phone rang. It was John Wayne, who lived in Newport Beach, inviting some Marines to his barbecue. The Marines sent a bus for them. There were 20 drunk Marines. Duke was out on the lawn. He said, "Come on, guys, the beer's in here." I said, "My life's complete." We were there for 3 or 4 hours. Well, we were drunk when we got there. Ed McMahon was in the basement. Can you believe that? I got to tell you, I had a sergeant major who was in Korea and Vietnam, Medal of Honor winner, and he was crying when he met the Duke. He was still pretty banged up from his wounds when he got out of the service, but the Irish Mafia of Chicago got him on the cops, and he entered the police academy at age 20. I got shot in 76. They were robbing a liquor store. We had one-man cars then and no vest. I killed the one guy running out. He was armed. I shot him right in the head. It was a good shot. And I went over to see if he was dead. Those were the days when you could kill the bad guys. And the second guy came out and shot me right in the gut. And I remember back in Vietnam, they always said, if you're ever shot in the gut, it's Blake and Lamb time. It's a Southside funeral home. I had the greatest doctor, Dr. McCarthy, born in Ireland, County Wicklow, saved my life, came into my room smoking a cigar. When John Wayne died, in 1979, I called my wife. I said, "I'm going to California." And she said, "If you go, don't come back." I said, "He's only going to die once." After the funeral, Duke used to drink in a bar in Newport Beach, and I got one of the guys to tell me where it was. It was very private. It was like 11 o'clock in the morning, so I knock on the door. This guy comes out, and I'm in my dress blues uniform with my ribbons and my bronze star, and I said, listen, you got to let me in. He says, you can come in, but don't bother anybody. Remember what you're here for. Jimmy Stewart was there, and I was in Vietnam when his son was killed over there. Ben Johnson was there, Hugh O'Brien, James Arness from Gunsmoke, and Duke's daughter came to the bar, and she remembered me. Luckily, I was still drinking then. I don't know if I could handle it now, sober, 37 years in AA. After 24 years on the job, Duke got on the mayor's bodyguard detail. I was there 15 years. Mayor Richard M. Daley was great to me. He called me Duke. Last November, Duke was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer and started chemotherapy. This guy, he is sanguine in this battle, maybe his last. Cowards die many times before their death. The valiant never taste of death but once.
Wow.
And here we are with James Duke Lynch.
Remember the Alamo!
Yeah, all right, Duke. So now you have something to tell everybody.
Got a big announcement to make. I like the Duke. I licked a big C.
All right.
I went to the doctor for my usual blood work and meeting with the doctor and my infusion. And she said, I don't see any cancer.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
You might even say a miracle.
It's a miracle. I believe in Tommy Cusack when he was dying. I went and I told him. I said, Tommy told me he was dying. And I said, you know, Tom, miracles happen every day.
Yeah.
And although I said it, I didn't really quite, 100% believe it.
Yeah.
But I'm a believer.
Now you are. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm positive it was because of all the prayers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were saying them.
Yeah. So all my friends, my kids, everybody were saying prayers. 5 kids, 10 grandchildren. Last time I did the show, I said I wanted to be around to watch my kids, my grandkids grow up.
Yeah.
Go to their ball games. Looks like I'm going to be able to do it now.
This is great.
Pauly Nyberg and his woman are in the house tonight. Hi, Pauly.
I guess you forgot her name. What's her name?
I forgot your name. I'm sorry.
Lillian. Lovely Lillian.
Oh, I have a granddaughter named Lillian.
Yeah.
So,
how do you guys know each other, you and
Pauly? We worked together in the first district.
Oh, no. Are you a cop,
Pauly? So I'll have to tell the truth tonight.
Yeah.
Because Paul might remember.
Start with that.
I can't make stuff up now. Yeah, Pauly and I go way back.
That's great. Yeah.
He's retired, too.
Yeah.
The greatest thing in the world, retirement.
Yeah.
Retired and I got cancer.
Yeah, but now you don't have it.
But now I don't have it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
Yeah.
My daughter told me, even though they told you they didn't see any cancer, does not mean that you're not quite out of the woods.
And is she a nurse, your daughter?
No, she's a teacher.
Oh, okay.
Close.
Yeah.
She said, you're not quite out of the woods completely.
Yeah.
Because as we all know, cancer has a tendency to come back. The doctor said that 95% of the cancer, once you have it, and, comes back. But if it does, because of your attitude and you're doing everything we tell you to do, I did everything they told me to do.
Yeah.
I was 150 at one time, and now I'm 180.
That's amazing.
And I played volleyball Monday for 2 hours.
Good for you.
So it's a miracle because that's not wood. Here.
There you go.
There you go. Top of my head.
Yeah.
I was never sick. I mean,
you didn't look so good.
Well, I didn't look very good.
Yeah.
In fact, that's how
you were losing weight.
Yeah, losing weight. I lost.
Yeah. And your hair was falling out. And
Yeah. It's coming back now.
Oh, that's good.
We were at the Sox game, and my daughter and her friends and Bear and Scotty.
Bear is your son.
And Ed and Joe that I play ball with, that they're in the Legends too, Beth said, Dad, you've got to go to the doctor.
Because you kept losing weight.
Because I was losing weight. And I looked terrible.
Yeah.
I look at those pictures that we took from there, and I said, and I was urinating blood.
Well, that'll make you think you're sick.
That scared me.
I'm sure it did.
Yeah, that scared me. Yeah. I only had 4 hot dogs that night instead of 8. So usually I have 8, but I only able to have 4 hot dogs that
8
night.
8 hot dogs? So that's why you got cancer.
That's probably my dad. I'll tell you a story. My dad told me when he was a kid, he worked in the stockyards.
Uh-huh.
And he said they used to make the hot dogs from everything that was left
sure.
on the floor. They yeah. just swept them up and put a skin around it. Yeah. Yeah.
He's right.
He's right. The doctor said the worst thing's probably, hot dog's probably the worst thing you can eat.
So. Okay.
But I'm back. I'm going to be around. We're going to Ireland next month.
In the midst of all this, were you ever tempted to have a drink?
I was actually, one of my buddies from grammar school called me up and he said, Alamo.
Because wait, let's see, but these guys don't know. You used to hit it pretty hard.
Oh, I was 300 pounds.
Yeah.
And it wasn't okay. from drinking milkshakes. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of calories.
And you were the wagon man.
And I was the wagon. I looked just like a wagon man,
and
too.
And you'd go out in the wagon with a case of beer.
On a case of beer. Yeah, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, then I switched to light beer because I thought, well, maybe I'll lose weight then.
Yeah.
So instead of having 18 Budweisers, I would have 36
But Miller Lights.
Yeah. It didn't work too well. No.
But you finally quit.
But I quit. 41 years now in AA.
Oh, good for you.
I you know what? I'm thinking I quit 41 years ago.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's amazing. You start to feel good. You lose the weight. You feel good.
Yeah.
And then I got the cancer. And I thought.
You didn't get it right away.
Well, no. It took a while.
Yeah.
But the doctor also said that this was probably from Vietnam.
Oh, it's yeah.
Probably
Agent
got it
Orange
from Vietnam.
Or whatever.
Agent Orange.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And, you know, like I said, it's a miracle. I was in Northwestern for a week. I couldn't eat. I was down to 150. The doctor came in, said you have stage 4
Holy
prostate
God.
Cancer. And you also have another cancer called short cell cancer. That's the one that spread.
Oh, wow.
And it was in my liver, my lungs, my prostate actually, and in my bone, in my lymph nodes. I figured it's over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got to be over.
You figured it's Blake and Lamb time.
They actually did give me 6 months.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And you're lucky. They said you'd be lucky to live 6 months.
Yeah.
Because it's.
You didn't tell us that. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
and I didn't tell my
you.
Wife that either.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to worry her.
Yeah.
But I got home. Eventually, I started feeling a little better. Started
yeah.
eating.
Yeah,
they tell you to eat.
Okay,
because you've got to put that weight back on.
Sure. Yeah.
And now I'm up to 180.
Good for you.
And the doctor said you wouldn't be gaining weight if you still had the cancer. So that's a good sign.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good sign. And I was able to play volleyball for 2 hours.
Indoors.
Indoors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've been doing you've been in that league for a long time.
Oh, forever.
Yeah.
This is the Legends. You came to my when I got
what's
in the Legends
name of the
Hall of Fame.
We're at? I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. So God has been very good to me. I give him all the credit.
Absolutely.
Because he controls.
He's the boss.
He's the boss.
Yeah.
But it's nice to have friends, and a great family. I've been blessed with a great family.
Yeah.
And they used to take turns taking me to chemo.
God bless them.
But, you know, I found out that the chemo today isn't like the old chemo.
It's not.
Because remember, people used to get really sick from
the
chemo.
Yeah, big time.
I never got sick.
No kidding.
And after I started gaining weight and started feeling better, I told on the last show, I said, I'm going to live my life like there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Because I wanted people to remember me that. He gave it a good fight.
Right.
He gave it a good fight. So to have the doctor say, I don't see any, mm-hmm. that was the 4 greatest words.
That's amazing.
It's amazing. And I feel so good.
Yeah.
You know?
So if you turned over a new leaf?
Well, I church.
Good.
Yeah, we're gonna go. Yeah, because
what did I tell you? Get those beads out.
Get the beads. Well, I got them on my Jeep.
Oh,
I got them
you?
In my Jeep, so
okay,
I say one, you know, once in a while on the way when I'm driving.
One bead?
One bead. One bead at a time.
No.
I want to tell a police story.
Yes, tell us a police story. We're talking to James Duke, Alamo Lynch.
I was in Inglewood for 14 years.
Wow.
3 of us sober.
Yeah.
So for 11 years, I was in Inglewood, and I got to tell you, it... You know, you think it's bad now? Yeah, it was worse.
It is bad now.
It's probably worse now, but it was pretty bad when I was there. So this guy had, we're at 67th and Yale, we got the call, shots fired. This guy was in a house. I think I told this story before.
I don't know.
But he had just killed his whole family.
Wow.
Mother, father, and his four siblings.
Yeah.
Killed six people.
Holy cow.
So we ran up, and there was a porch. He came out, and I was on the porch, took a shot at me.
Oh.
Went right by my face, left a mark.
Oh, no kidding.
So naturally, we had our guns out. So
yeah.
We went, and the guys that were in the back, we all killed them.
Finished them off.
He had more holes than cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, we lit them up pretty good. That's when you could light up
the bad guys. Yeah.
But I think we should have a moment of silence for Officer Lasso, who
we talked about him last
week.
Paid
the price, the ultimate price.
Yeah.
I have to admit, the city did a really nice job. And the guy who shot him is still alive.
Why?
They shot him in the head. Yeah, why? Yeah. You know? I mean, 30 years, right, Paul? 30 years ago, if you killed a policeman, you never got.
No, you shouldn't.
You didn't need to go to the doctor, to the hospital. Yeah.
This show is also dedicated to firefighters. Did you read about the firefighter in Montclair?
Yeah, he lost his whole family.
His whole family.
His whole family.
His wife, little kids, everybody.
And he
got called to the fire.
Yeah, and no smoke alarms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Stewart,
how could a firefighter not have smoke alarms in his house?
Yeah. So sad.
So everybody's been praying for me.
Absolutely.
And I realize that.
And we'll continue to. Yeah.
Yeah. I realize I'm not completely out of the woods yet. But boy, I'll tell you, I can't wait to get to Ireland next month.
Good.
We're leaving April 5th.
You'll have a blast.
My kids are going. This was going to be my...
And you're going to go to Kong.
To Kong.
Where they filmed The Quiet
Man. I want to ride a bike on that path.
Oh, yeah.
Where Maureen O'Hara...
Well, it should be nice weather by then. Yeah.
Well, my daughter Googled it. She said it's probably going to be like in the 40s or 50s.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's pretty... You've been there so many times.
Many times. I've been to Kong many times, as a matter of fact.
Now, it's the Innisfree. That was the name of the town in the Quiet Man.
But Kong
is Kong. My sister has been there too, and she brought me back a tapestry with the Duke and Maureen O'Hara.
Well, there's a famous statue of the Duke and Maureen O'Hara there.
Yeah, I saw that.
And you'll go on the tour. The guys are very good.
Yeah.
But
Bright o' Morn, the cottage.
Bright o' Morn, that's
I sent them $50 because they were going to redo it.
Oh, yeah.
And they never did.
They were worried because a train station was put in, or I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it's still there. I think
all of it's still there. That's how they make their money.
It's probably you would think that since that is a tourist spot,
big time,
that they would
time.
Fix that up a little bit.
There's a hotel. What was Danaher's hotel?
Danaher
is a hotel that you can stay in there.
You know, I always thought those guys were all a Catholic.
Yeah.
McLaughlin, Arthur Shields, Barry Fitzgerald, they were all from Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So my dad called them heathens because they were...
Heathens.
They were probably Protestants. You know? But we're going to be there
for... Was the Duke a Catholic?
Duke was converted on his deathbed to Catholicism. Kidding. Yeah.
Well, we know Maureen O'Hara was a Catholic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always thought she was the most beautiful...
She was.
Of all... You know, Liz Taylor was pretty... beautiful too.
Now, did you work in a different kind of way?
Yeah. I worked with Maureen O'Hara on Only the Lonely.
That's what I was going to ask you.
Yeah.
With John Candy.
She must have been like in her 70s then.
And did you get to interact with her at all?
Yeah, very much. She signed my book.
Oh,
she
did
signed my book for me. And
what book was that?
Well, it was the John Wayne, the films of John Wayne.
Ah, yeah.
So, and on the Quiet Man page, she wrote. She was so nice.
Yeah.
And I met her again in Winterset, Iowa. When she was there for Duke's birthday.
Oh, for
May 26th is Duke's birthday.
They have a film festival or
They
whatever.
Have a film festival. Yeah. And and she was sick by then, though. So she didn't really talk a lot.
Do you know Catherine O'Connell?
Yeah, she's the one who runs the theater there, right?
No. Catherine O'Connell is a singer in Chicago.
Oh.
Many have compared her style
to Maureen O'Hara?
And she sang... at Maureen O'Hara's funeral at Arlington National Cemetery.
Oh, my God. Yeah, because she was
and the
married.
The Shannon Rovers went
Shannon
there and
Rovers.
Everything. Yeah.
She was married to an Air Force general.
Yeah. The guy who invented the Flying plane or
she
whatever.
Was, she flying was so terrific.
Yeah.
I worked in movies for 15 years, and most of them were jerks. De Niro,
oh.
De Niro was a jerk.
Oh, really?
But I did get an autograph from him. He did get me an autograph.
I understand you made Mel Gibson autograph just about
every. Oh, he
ever,
was great.
And he finally said, how many kids Let's do you have?
That was Pat Swayze.
Oh, it was Patrick Swayze.
Because Pat Swayze was really popular then.
Yes.
And my wife was a teacher.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted, all the teachers wanted a picture with an autograph.
Mm-hmm.
So he must have signed like 25 pictures for me.
What film was that with Patrick Swayze?
Next of Kin.
Okay.
I had a part in that, by the way.
Did you really?
I had a line.
What was it?
Put it over there.
Okay.
Because there was a shooting, uh-huh. and the fire ambulance was coming, and that was my line. Put it over there.
Okay.
And I actually got to say it like the Duke. Put it over there. Yeah. And I did the Aer Lingus commercial.
What?
Yeah. They needed a guy to do the Aer Lingus commercial, and... my line was...
In the film?
No, in the commercial. It was a commercial.
They were shooting an Aer Lingus commercial.
Yeah. And my line was, from Chicago to Dublin by Aer Lingus.
Oh, no kidding.
And I had the pipe and the little hat, the Irish...
Yeah. Did you get paid for this?
Yeah, $150, I think.
Every time the commercial runs, you're supposed to get paid.
But it was... Yeah.
Did you join SAG or anything?
Yeah, I had to.
Oh, wow.
To get... And then... Well, you know what I said? You know, you've seen Maeve's picture.
Yes, a little redhead.
She should be doing commercials.
Oh, she's just adorable.
Aer Lingus. She's adorable.
She
saw her Saturday. We went to Betts for my grandson, Quinn, for his birthday. So we had a great time.
Now, whose kids are those?
Betts.
Beth.
That's the one that was in New York on 9/11.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we almost lost her.
And who's Beth married to?
Don McHugh, an Irishman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I used to call him Notre Dame.
Okay.
But he...
He
didn't like that. Well, I used to call him Rudy, actually.
Oh.
But he didn't like that. So that's a myth, by the way.
What?
Rudy.
The guy who wrote it, what's his name?
Yeah, he's an alcoholic.
I heard that.
Stone alcoholic. I met him.
Heard he was a bit of a jerk.
Yeah, I met him at he was a jerk. Yeah. Yeah.
but
he made a lot of money from the movie.
Good for him. It was a good movie.
But it was come on, it's a myth.
I'm into myths, okay? The Quiet Man is
this
a myth.
This guy was there for 4 years, never made the team.
Yeah.
But in one game, they put him in for 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw the movie.
Now, everybody said that was true.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I like myths.
But this guy's made a living speaking about...
He's been trading off of that. Ever.
Yeah, I think he's...
First, it was a book.
First, that was a book.
And I saw they bought the book and they made the movie. Yeah.
Actually, the movie was good.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It was
But
good.
I'm not a Notre Dame fan.
Nor am I.
We're not Catholic
anymore.
We're Purdue people.
I saw a thing that Notre Dame was going to have a celebrate queer holiness.
Oh, my God.
Did you see that?
Yeah. But either way, I want to say this. We've got a lot to talk about.
How are we doing on time? Billy's having a sandwich. Okay, we're doing good.
So they gave the Woman of the Year award to a transgender.
I saw that.
Yeah. Jill Biden gave her the award.
Jill Biden, yeah.
Yeah.
She might be a tranny for all
But you know what? This is what I can't believe anymore.
Yeah.
I saw Milley and the Secretary of Defense today.
Milley who? Oh, that guy, General Milley.
Oh, they're all woke, these people.
Yes, he might be a little light in the loafers.
Yes, yeah. Well, he let those 13 people die in Afghanistan.
Yes, he's a piece of crap.
So he should have been court-martialed.
He's very woke.
Yeah. I was in Vietnam, and some of the officers got court-martialed just for minor offenses.
Yeah.
He let 13 people die, and nothing happened. He's still...
No.
Yeah. So, but... And by the way, if you don't think Hollywood is gone, I watched 5 minutes of the Oscars.
Yeah, that's
Sunday.
More than I watched.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty gone. You know, I was thinking in the old days we had the Duke.
Mm-hmm.
We had Jimmy Stewart. We had Cary Grant. We had Tyrone Power. When Hollywood was really Hollywood,
yeah.
You know, they were stars.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey. Hollywood's
That's
always
gone.
Then it was full of crap.
Yeah, there were a lot of lefties in Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
not
why
only
the,
that, it's just you know.
That's why the Duke started his own production company.
Uh huh.
And the Alamo was the first movie he made with his production company, Backjack.
Backjack, that Backjack. Was the name of his production
yeah.
company, yeah?
Yeah. So I got a letter from the... I'm in the John Wayne thing on Facebook.
Oh, there's a John Wayne page or something?
Yeah, it's the John Wayne... Yeah.
Yeah.
And they found out I had cancer when they...
Oh,
when
they saw all that know I had you can- and everything, yeah.
So they put my name on the thing and said, yeah. I got to tell you, Hooley, I thought it was over.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was over.
So well, you like, know, nobody's going to live forever.
No.
You know,
I mean, we're going to go...
It's just a question of time.
But my dad lived to be 87.
God bless him.
My mom lived to be 85.
Yeah.
And my grandmother lived to be 93.
And what are you, 73?
Right? 73.
Yeah.
And my sister died at 70.
Wow.
From breast cancer.
Yeah.
We got to do something about this cancer. It's.
Hey, it's not us. Cancer is a business, man.
Yeah, it's a business.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I was taking, I had a blood clot,
They're not
going
to give you a cure to cancer because there's too much money in it.
I had a blood clot,
the pharmaceutical company.
Yeah. In fact, that's what got me in the hospital to begin with.
What?
The doctor called me up, and I had had a blood test the day before. And he called me, and he said, get in the Northwestern right now.
Oh, wow.
Because I had a blood clot.
Yeah, holy cow.
And he said, if you don't get in, the blood clot will kill you.
Yeah.
Well, then they did the tests, and they found the cancer.
Yeah.
And when the guy comes in and he says, Duke, I'm sorry, I got bad news. He said that.
Yeah.
I said, well, this is bad.
Yeah.
He said, you got stage 4 prostate cancer, and there's another cancer. And I'm thinking, how could this spread so fast? You know, he said it was my liver, my lungs, my bones.
When was the last time you had been to a doctor before that?
Well, long time.
Oh.
But I was never sick. So I figured, but that's the bad thing about prostate cancer. You don't
sneaks
know.
Sneaks up on you. Yeah.
You don't know you have it.
Yeah.
Prostate cancer is the easiest to treat.
Oh, is it?
But it was the other cancer that almost did me in.
Uh-huh. What was that? The liver?
It's called short cell cancer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I found out that it was, you know, like the Duke had lung cancer.
Yes.
They took out his lung.
Yeah.
I had nodules.
Had nodules.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple of years ago.
They call them nodules.
Yeah, they're like these little, but it didn't, I mean, they had me check on it every once in a while. And said, forget about you. There's nothing there.
Although they said it was stage 4, because maybe it was in so many places, that the chemo worked.
Yeah.
Well, last month, the doctor told me it shrunk.
The nodule? Or the...
The nodules.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But she said, we're not sure about the cancer in your bone, but if it did spread... I mean, if it did shrink or go away in the other areas of your... Like your liver, your prostate, your gallbladder, your everything, it probably shrunk in your... It's probably gone in your bone, too.
Yeah.
But the bone is harder to penetrate for the chemo. So, but she said your attitude and you're gaining weight, you're playing volleyball, you're driving, you're acting.
Did you ever lay in bed and go, I don't feel like playing volleyball today?
2 weeks ago I played. We play every Monday.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago I said, I'm going to go. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go. I didn't, that was when I didn't play, you know, we play for 2 hours. We play 6 games.
Yeah.
I would play for like five minutes.
Everybody is about the same age as you.
Yeah, we have a few guys that are younger.
Okay.
But it's called the Ben Gay Volleyball League. Because everybody has to go home and put Ben Gay on it.
Ben Gay, yeah.
Our girl will be playing softball in May.
Uh-huh. So, oh, yeah, 16-inch.
16-inch, yeah.
That's right, look at those fingers.
Can't you tell? Yeah, look at those fingers.
Yeah! Oh, I just did. Okay.
How are we doing?
I just kicked the thing by mistake.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we got a lot to.
What about? Did you go to confession and
yeah,
stuff?
I did.
Did you
actually,
really?
Yeah.
Who'd you go to?
I went to my parish. I went Ash Wednesday. I went to Ash Wednesday, I went to confession.
What parish is that?
It's Saint Bartholomew's.
Okay, and that's in Harwood Heights.
That's in Harwood Heights. It's only like 3 blocks from my house.
And you didn't know the priest or anything.
I didn't.
We went in cold and.
Yeah, actually, I was gonna say, you know, I wasn't going to have my funeral there.
Yeah. Why not?
Well, I want to have it where my parents had theirs.
Oh, okay. Where's that?
St. Louis de Marillac.
Where's that?
In LaGrange Park.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I was going to have my wake at what did I say? I forgot.
Holland.
Holland and James.
Yeah.
That's where my parents were waked.
Yeah.
And my sister was cremated there. But I'm. That's not definite. We might.
Because you still might go to Sheehy's.
I might go to Sheehy's. Where all the right people go.
That's right. I'll tell you a funny story. We had a. Actually, she's in the book. There's a lady named Ann Quatrocki that I met in Ireland who went on the trip with us. And I said, what brought you on the trip? And she told me I was just diagnosed with bone cancer and brain cancer.
Oh, my God.
And I had to go now. I always wanted to go. And I said, oh, my God. And the next day, we were in NAC,
yeah.
at Our Lady of NAC. And I said, and I taped her. I said, tell me again. And this time she's crying. And
yeah.
Anyway, she was maybe not cured, but it stopped. The cancer stopped growing. And she came, actually, she came, do you remember when she came to the show?
Yeah.
4 years later, still alive.
Oh my.
And she said, oh, and I had my plot picked out.
Yeah.
And all this stuff. I said, and she goes, I had The Undertaker. And I said, who was The Undertaker? And she told me, I went, you didn't go to Sheehy's.
Yeah, that's what you told me.
But she didn't get that joke.
It's a miracle.
Like, what
like
about it?
I was telling Billy, Fatima.
Yes.
The Lady of Fatima.
Yeah.
I said a prayer to her.
Good for you.
And I prayed to my folks,
yes.
my sister.
Well, they're up there.
They're up
basically,
there.
They got some clout.
Yeah,
yeah,
just move over a little, make room
yeah,
for me.
Yeah,
that's. I was raised Irish Catholic, so I wasn't afraid of death.
As was I.
I wasn't afraid of death, but like I said, I wanted to see my grandchildren grow up. I have 10 grandchildren.
Yeah.
And
that's
my kids.
A lot.
The kids.
I have two,
and
I feel
life
lucky.
Is good. I mean, it's every day above ground is, is good.
Yeah,
you know.
But you know what? Here's the other thing. We don't. We're thinking it's horrible, horrible, horrible. The most horrible thing is getting sick.
Yeah.
And going through all this crap. If you just croak and you wake up.
Yeah.
In heaven or something.
Yeah. Well, like Harold Washington just had the big one, and that was it. That's the way to go, right?
Yeah.
And Mayor Daley
yes.
went that way.
Yes, he
the
did.
The king.
Yeah.
He the went
king.
That way. The
yeah.
big one and.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was it. Yeah,
yeah. Or you know that where you go home and say, I just finished 18 holes. I'm gonna take a little nap and bingo.
Yeah. yeah.
Good night.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Well, I watched my sister die,
and she was in pain.
And there was in pain. Yeah, she was on morphine the last month of her life, and even the morphine doesn't work after a while.
Wow.
She was in excruciating pain.
Yeah.
And it's probably a blessing she went because. And she was only 70.
Yeah.
Cancer. They got to do something about this cancer.
My brother died January 29th.
Right.
And he had dementia. He was all
know,
very sad. And, he,
oh.
and I went to see him like the 25th or something.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't talk. And
oh, no.
I thought he's faking.
Yeah.
Well, turns out he wasn't.
Well, you know what? I was beginning to think that maybe they were wrong.
Huh?
Because I didn't. I didn't feel
sick.
I didn't feel that bad.
Yeah,
and I've seen people with cancer, and they were in bed.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, I'm able to drive. I'm able to play volleyball for a few minutes every, you know.
Sure.
So, I tell you what, I am so lucky. I mean, I just thank my wife, Jean. She's a doll.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids.
Yeah.
My grandkids. We were at Beth Saturday, and all of them came up and gave me a hug. Because I guess my kids told them, you know, Grandpa's going to be okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That was so nice.
That's huge.
Yeah. And we're going to Ireland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, Ireland is a preview of heaven, my friend.
Ireland must be heaven.
Yeah.
There's a song like
yes,
that.
Yes, it is. I can't remember the rest of it.
But. Yeah. Because my mother came from there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, are you second generation Irish or...
My grandfather was born in Ireland.
So that makes you third generation, second generation.
I don't. I'm a citizen of Ireland because of my grandfather.
Really?
On my mother's side.
That's what I am too. My grandparents came from Ireland.
Well, then you could get Irish citizenship.
Really?
Did you know that? And you get yourself an Irish.
Well, if things get really bad here, you're gonna always go there.
Yeah, things aren't so hot there now.
No.
Right now, yeah.
Well, Europe.
They got all these Ukrainians everywhere.
Oh my God!
It's
by the
crazy.
Way, yeah. we gave $14 billion to Ukraine.
Yeah.
And the border is open. The border's open.
Our border.
Crime is going through the roof.
Right here in Chicago.
They want to defund the police.
Yeah.
What's the answer?
The answer is Paul Vallis, for one.
Yeah? Yeah?
He's going to get elected.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Unless they steal it. Yeah.
Yeah, they might steal
Democrats
it.
Democrats
are very...
And this is Chicago, too,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
frightening, that guy.
Well,
you know,
I suppose
Brandon Johnson.
I don't know that much about him, so
Listen to
I
him.
Don't know. Yeah. He's, well, they all. Yeah.
He's full of it.
But I
y'all,
tell you,
he says y'all. Okay, we got to shut. Wrap it up.
Okay.
We're all so happy.
Yeah.
Our prayers have been answered. Cause we're
yeah,
praying
but
for
I want to thank you especially because you had me on the show. You let me talk
11 times on the show.
11 times.
And there'll be a 12th.
And the last time I was on the show was when I thought it's Blake and Lamb time.
Yes, you did.
Yeah. So, but.
But you were still pretty upbeat.
I was upbeat. Yeah. I tried to be upbeat, too, because you know what? I didn't want my kids to see me.
Nobody likes a whiner.
No, and you know what? Yeah, I mean, I didn't want my wife to, because, you know, that was a load lifted off her shoulder.
You know what?
Too.
When I went to the Legends thing, I could see it was, Jean, she looked stressed out. Yeah. The poor gal.
Yeah.
You know,
because
you got up and gave a speech. It was like your goodbye speech.
It was kind of like a goodbye speech.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
But I've been with the Legends for, oh my God.
That's the softball
45
team.
Years.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're great guys. They're great people.
A good group.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm still playing ball with the guys I went to high school with, and
terrific.
And they call me Duke. We went to the Field of Dreams
in Iowa.
In Iowa, yeah. 5 or 6 years ago, they let us play ball on the field.
Did you see Amy Madigan?
don't say anything bad about Amy.
Okay.
I still like Amy.
Okay.
She was my first crush.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, Amy Madigan. In fact, if I hadn't had to do fifth grade over.
How about her brother?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, he went to, is he still alive?
No, he died.
Oh, God, rest his soul.
Yeah, he had a rough.
He went to Carmel.
He had a rough life, I think. Yeah, yeah. Well, when his girlfriend died.
Oh, I didn't know her.
Frank Moran was with him when they.
In the car.
Leone.
Oh,
Linda Leone. That was
she
his girlfriend.
Was gorgeous, yeah.
It was gorgeous.
We got to wrap this up.
Okay. I want to say thank you again to everybody.
Thank you, pal.
Paul Nyberg.
Paul, thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming, Paul.
Good man.
He was a First District Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it up for the Duke.
We
All
had
right.
a great time in the First District, you know?
All right. Now you can go and talk to him.
Okay.
We're going to take a little break here.
Right. Can I stay here?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Duke. We're going to take a little break on Hibernian Radio. And we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Hi, I'm retired Sheriff Mike Sheehan. Every Chicagoan should vote Tuesday, April 4th for Paul Vallis for mayor. I worked with Paul Vallis as a Chicago police officer, alderman in the city council, and as sheriff of Cook County. I come from a police law enforcement background. My father immigrated from Limerick, Ireland. He was a Chicago police officer. I have three brothers who are policemen. Paul is a supporter of law enforcement. Paul brings to the mayor's office a great background with ability, integrity, commitment, and everybody knows he has great experience. And there is no substitute for experience. I urge everyone to get their friends, their neighbors, and their family to vote April 4th. For Paul Vallis for mayor of the city of Chicago.
Paid for by Paul Vallis for mayor.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Hey, everybody. This is Charlotte Houlihan. Don't touch that dial. My grandpa will be right back some more Hibernian Radio. He said something about seeing a man about a horse. Sounds like I'm actually going to get that pony after all.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News. We've always been green.
Cops and firefighters risk their lives almost every day, so they shouldn't have to risk their hard-earned dough in any get-rich schemes or the blather of old pals in the real estate biz. And good luck trying to figure out the stock market or cryptocurrency or even economics 101 when you come home exhausted at the end of your shift. What you need is somebody you can trust, and they're in short supply these days. Hey, take it from me. I've lost fortunes in showbiz because I thought I was smarter than everybody else, and I wound up bankrupt and broke. Took me a long time to decide to find a friend I could trust who had my family's best interests at heart. That friend was my late pal, Joe Madden. I met him as he passed the basket at St. Luke's, and I'd turn my pockets inside out as he came to my pew, and I'd say, "I'm tapioca." He laughed, but didn't stop him from supporting my films and showbiz endeavors over the years. Joe Madden had my back. A few years before he died, Joe started Madden Funds with his sons, Mike and Danny. The Maddens and Houlihans have been pals for a long, long time. They can advise the best path for your investments. Madden Funds will have your back, too. Need advice on your 401k or your rollover IRA? You can trust Madden Funds to help you protect and grow your investments now and in your family's future. Go to their website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike or Dan Madden at 708-848-3200 and tell them Hooli sent you.
And we're back on Hibernian Radio. We're having a blast here with Alamo Duke Lynch, having a great time at BCT. And we're going to sign some books afterwards if you're interested. And I want to remind everybody, speaking of books, the book is just out Sunday night, or Sunday at 4 o'clock. I'm doing a book signing at Chief O'Neill's, 3471 North Elston Avenue. Starting at 4, and then at 5, we've got Pauline Keneally and her sister Kathleen Keneally and Larry the Nuge Nugent and Brendan McKinney and Jer Carey. We got all a lot of great Irish music. It's 2 days after St. It's St. Joseph's Day, actually. So come on out and see us at Chief O'Neill's Sunday, 4 o'clock. You'll have the time of your life. You'll walk over with a book you will never forget. It's the greatest book ever written. And now, today just happens to be my twin son's birthday, Bill and Patty. Is Billy and Patty here? They're here somewhere. Hey, you guys, happy birthday. I got a 43 years ago today, they were born. And I'll tell you a funny story. The night before, I was doing a play at the Actors Chapel, St. Malachy's in New York. I was producing plays at the time off Broadway. And there was a little pub right across the street from the church called the Tin Pan Alley. Used to spend a lot of time there. They had a pool table, and it was just a wacko hangout. And I had a long leather coat on, like this, only it was full-length leather coat. And I put it on a hook in the Tin Pan Alley. And this is the kind of crowd they had. Some guy barfed on my coat on the way out the door. And the next morning, I'm in the hospital room with my wife, and she's going through labor, and the nurse keeps saying, "Did you throw up, honey?" I said, "No, that's my coat. Sorry." So you can imagine how I felt the day they were born. It was rough duty. But anyway, God bless them, the Houlihan brothers. They're the greatest, and happy birthday, lads. Okay, now, you know, Billy, whenever I'm walking down Western Avenue, I look in the window, Ken's, Wrong's, Hearts, and those great Irish saloons. I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist. And he says to me, "Hey, holy, who died?" I want to give a shout out to our friend, Sarah Hand. Her grandmother, Kitty Hand, passed in her 96th year just the other day. Carrie will be sadly missed by her heartbroken family, her daughter, Irene, her sons, Gerard, Jerry, who is Sarah's father, and Kieran, her daughter-in-laws, Rita and Caroline, much-loved grandchildren, Aaron, David, Aideen, Kaylin, Laura, Afra, Sarah, and Connor, and her great-grandchildren, and just an amazing woman. I know Sarah was very close to her. She tells a funny story. Sarah surprised her grandmother. She was away for 5 years, and she came home, and her grandmother does not know she was coming home, and There was a great video of her sneaking up on her and her grandmother going, "Excuse me." That's very funny. They all loved her. They're all very sad. But she's in heaven, I'm sure, Sarah. So God rest her soul. Kitty Hand. I love that name. Shout out to our friend Mark Pinsky. His father, Ron Pinsky, just passed. God rest his lovely soul. Larry Hickey, 80. Went to Leo. Great guy from the neighborhood. God rest his soul. Larry Hickey, dead at 80. Okay. The Honorable Ed Maloney. Honorable because he was a judge. He was the devoted father of Tucker, Lydia, and Niall Maloney, and beloved husband of 44 years to Cheryl. A proud graduate of John Marshall Law School, trial attorney for 34 years, and legal counsel for the Chicago Police Sergeants Association. He was elected Cook County Judge in 2012. President of Glenwood Springs Association in Lake Geneva. And Billy, the wake and funeral were handled by Sheehy's. Where all the right people go. Jack Bagley, 78, cherished husband of 55 years to Loretta Lori, and the dear father of Jack, Brian, and Kelly, proud alumnus of Leo and Hall of Fame member of the McGuire University. Are you familiar with them? That was these guys hung out in a bar on Madison Street, and they came up with their own name, McGuire University, and used to sneak into the NCAA finals. I did a story on them sometimes. They're just terrific guys. God rest his soul, Jack Bagley. Shevlin Cyril, everybody called him Chev. They remember him for his decency, humility, kindness, and silliness. 95, God rest his soul. Passed away surrounded by his loving family. He leaves behind his beloved wife of 66 years, Diane, and his children, Jody, Dan, Flip, and the rest of them. He was a great guy. Chev died. God rest his soul. John Callahan passed away his mother passed away when he was 2 years old. His dad decided to bring the family to Chicago, where John grew up with his cousins. He was a United States Marine Corps reservist, and he was devoted to the late Margaret Mary Kelly, who he was married to in 1967. God rest his soul, John Callahan. Connie McAuliffe, 94, of Chicago, a native of Newmarket, County Cork, Ireland. Beloved husband of the late Mary Jo for 60 years. Father of Eileen, Thomas, Dennis P., Kathleen, and the late Maureen McAuliffe. Connie McAuliffe, God rest his soul, co-founding member and past director of Chicago Gaelic Park, loyal and proud member of the Operating Engineers Local 399, and member of the Cork Association. God rest his soul, Connie McAuliffe. Okay, we can close up this crypt, Billy. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. The Hibernian Radio Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
110 years ago, Roger Sheehy started his family business with his sons. Sheehys have handled a lot of Southside Irish families since then, mine included. When my late brother Willie died, my brother Danny and I went out to meet with Bob Sheehy to discuss the wake and funeral. Bob and Jimmy Sheehy are quite simply the best. But there's something else about the Sheehys. Willie was a bachelor. He died alone. The nurses at Northwestern gave me his belongings when I went to pick up his stuff after his death. They gave me his wallet, clothes, and some cash that was on him when he died. As Danny and I discussed what suit to bury Willie in, I handed the cash, $88, to Bob Sheehy, and I said, "Put this in his pocket before the wake." Danny looked at me funny, and I said, "Just some walking around money in case he needs it wherever he's going." But Bob Sheehy said, "Of course." He knew I was grieving, in my own way, for probably my favorite brother. I'll never forget that. Sure, the Sheehys were great through the whole thing, and as I did Willie's eulogy at Christ the King, I saw Bob standing in the back of the church, laughing along with the rest of our family as I told some Willie tales out of school. I will never forget that. And when I die, I know my old friends Bob and Jimmy Sheehy will be keeping an eye out for me and my family. They are the best in the business. The Sheehys have been helping Irish families on the South Side for a long, long time, just like their father and grandfather before them. Sheehy, where all the right people go.
Irish American News has been bringing you the news important to the Irish in Chicagoland for over 40 years. If you like mostly good news and information from all aspects of the Irish community, check out Irish American News. To advertise or subscribe, call our friend Cliff Carlson at 847-872-0700 or email him at cliff@irishamericannews.com. Irish American News, we've always been green.
Hey folks, Charlotte Houlihan here. Did you know that Hibernian Radio is now streaming worldwide on Global Irish Radio? Every Saturday night at 7 p.m. or 1 a.m. in Ireland. Yes, the Irish are always way ahead of us. Check it out at globalirishradio.com or capital GIR.IE.
Southsiders have always known where to get the best pizza on earth, Fox's Pizza. For over a half century, the Fox family has been creating that delicious thin crust za that your mouth will tell you, this can only be Fox's. It's a Chicago Beverly institution at 99th and Western, as well as in Orland Park, where they combine delicious food with an Irish pub ambiance. You got the best of both worlds. Still owned by Tom and Frank Fox, whose mom and dad, Frank and Teresa, bought the Western location from Al Capone's sister back in 1964. They opened the doors in Orland at 73 at 143rd and Ravinia Avenue. You'll recognize the stone turrets of their Irish castle, whose great times have been celebrated for generations of Chicagoland Irish. Fox's is perfect for the whole family, pickup or delivery, or you can dine in, relax, and have a cocktail with your dinner, whether it's steak, ribs, chicken, or especially pizza. It's all good. Having a party? Fox's also does catering. Call Fox's in Beverly at 773-239-3212 or in Orland Park at 708-349-2111. They're proud sponsors of Hibernian Radio and all Irish first responders. Mention this show for a free toothpick. Gotta love that Fox's Pizza.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started over 90 years ago by their grandfather. With more than 20 family members still involved with day-to-day operations, the Floods are service-oriented and believe that the right way is the only way to do something. Flood Brothers are price competitive and still offer the personal touch in an industry-trending corporate. For client-centric service without all of that corporate garbage, call Flood Brothers today for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. Call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or go online at floodbrothersdisposal.com. Welcome back to the Flood Brothers.
Cops and firefighters risk their lives almost every day, so they shouldn't have to risk their hard-earned dough in any get-rich schemes or the blather of old pals in the real estate biz. And good luck trying to figure out the stock market or cryptocurrency or even economics 101 when you come home exhausted at the end of your shift. What you need is somebody you can trust, and they're in short supply these days. Hey, take it from me. I've lost fortunes in showbiz because I thought I was smarter than everybody else, and I wound up bankrupt and broke. It took me a long time to decide to find a friend I could trust who had my family's best interests at heart. That friend was my late pal, Joe Madden. I met him as he passed the basket at St. Luke's, and I'd turn my pockets inside out as he came to my pew, and I'd say, "I'm tapioca." He laughed, but didn't stop him from supporting my films and showbiz endeavors over the years. Joe Madden had my back. A few years before he died, Joe started Madden Funds with his sons, Mike and Danny. The Maddens and Houlihans have been pals for a long, long time. They can advise the best path for your investments. Madden Funds will have your back, too. Need advice on your 401k or your rollover IRA? You can trust Madden Funds to help you protect and grow your investments now and in your family's future. Go to their website, maddenfunds.com, or call Mike or Dan Madden at 708-848-3200 and tell them who Lee sent you.
Deep, deep
in
deep,
the south deep. Side of Chicago.
Get me out of here.
So deep, deep.
All
deep.
The way up to 93rd Street.
Get me out of here, please.
Across the tracks where they only spoke Yaki Dak.
Oh.
And the people barely survived on a strict diet of crunchy bouncer and bamboo.
Hey, man, you want another drink?
Yes.
Huh? Can I get you two?
This
yeah.
is almost 70 years we're talking.
70
when
years?
The what? Teeth,
oh.
Something entered his cranium.
His cranium?
And wormed around his frontal lobes and took him to a state of mind.
Mind, yes. mind, mind.
Hidden place on the other side of bunkers.
Welcome.
A crazy, silly, screwy.
Have a seat.
Known as... Hoolytown.
Hoolytown.
Welcome to Hoolytown. Don't stay too long, though.
How come?
Because you might not come back. Welcome to Hoolytown.
Why, thank you.
And you're welcome.
Yeah, welcome to Hoolytown. Things are just a little bit different here. Things are different here. You know what? Speaking of Kong, my favorite line from... The Quiet Man, you're in Ireland now, Sean. Things are different here. Patty and Mick find three grenades. So they take them to a police station. And Mick says, what if one explodes before we get there? Patty says, well, we'll lie and say we only found two. Okay. Patty sees an advertisement in the shop window. Handyman wanted for a building site. He goes to apply for the job, and the foreman says, can you do a bit of plumbing? Patty says, no. Foreman says, can you lay bricks? Patty says, no. Foreman says, can you do any carpentry? Patty says, no. Foreman says, so what's so handy about you then? Patty says, I only live around the corner. Okay. An 80-year-old lady was marrying for the fourth time. A newspaper asked her if she wouldn't mind talking about her first three husbands and what they did for a living. She smiled and said, yes, well, my first husband was a banker. Then I married a circus ringmaster. Next was a preacher. And now in my 80s, a funeral director. When asked why the four men had such diverse careers, she explained, I married one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and four to go. Okay. Everybody, we love you. We love BCT. So great to be here. Hey, next Wednesday night, we got the Queen of the South, the Queen of Chicago's St. Patrick's Day Parade, Casey Doherty, and her court. We got, I think, five or six gorgeous young Irish women here next Wednesday night. They're all going to be here. They're all going to tell us their story. You'll get to see the Queen put her crown on and her sash, and it's going to be great. So that's Casey Doherty will be. I think Tommy Finnegan's daughter is one, Mersey Finnegan, and there's another one, Rachel Hoban. I can't remember all their names, but they're gorgeous gals. And we're looking forward to having them next Sunday, next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, we're going to have the Queen and her court right here at BCT. The show, of course, is on Global Irish Radio, 7 o'clock at GIR.ie. And you can listen to the podcast at HibernianRadio.org. And we will see you later. Bye! Yeah!
Yes, I wondered.